You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Clinton here from the Comedy Forecast podcast, congratulating you on your obvious good taste. After all, you're listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Well done.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
June 13, 2005. You are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hello, 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 and welcome back once again. Hi, I'm your host, Kyan Chris Conroy, and you are listening to Technical Difficulties for June 13th, 2005. We are the podcast that's too hot for iTunes. Yes, they've blackballed us because we are bringing the noise and testifying. That's what we're doing here at techdiff.com. It will be a month this week that iTunes 4.9 went live with its so-called podcasting capability. And what has it netted me? I'll tell you what it's netted me. A 90% loss of my audience. iPodder.org's comedy node didn't work. Coinky dink? I don't think so. My friends, the man had it in for us from the very beginning. They knew what I had to offer you, and they knew what kind of audience would be offered it. And they had to silence me any way they could. And boy, did they find a great way. By not listing me in iTunes. Anyway, it's true. My audience has shrank to nearly nothing. But that's okay. You're all part of an underground phenomena here. And I'm going to build this thing back from the ground up. Welcome aboard. And thanks for supporting me, all of you. And you know who you are. And I know who you are. And I'd list you for the benefit of the audience, but unfortunately I broke my laptop this weekend and it's off to the shop, so I can't get that information out. I'll try and ferret that out and put it on an addendum to the back of this show and thank all you guys out there for supporting me and listening to my program. No, really, I mean it. It's great. I'm really happy that people are enjoying this show, as small as the audience has become. I mean, you don't need to know that, but I think you do need to know that. You know, I think a lot of people like to know when their favorite show is doing well. This one isn't. So if you can do me a favor and go out there and put the word out or vote on Podcast Alley, and I'm going to be doing my damnedest. You know, screw iTunes if that's the way they're going to be about it. If they're going to be really slow and drag their feet, or if they're not going to list me at all for whatever reason and not say why, fuck them. I don't care. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to contact all those other people, and I'm going to become sort of a sensation. I've got my fan base. I've got people who listen to my stuff, and they really enjoy it. And I'm going to spread the word around myself. If you could help me out, that'd be great. If not, kick back, relax, and enjoy my program. Because I testify to you now, I promise, that I, Kyan Chris Conroy, host of Technical Difficulties, is here for the long haul, and I am going to kick ass and take names. And I forgot my pencil. So, Technical Difficulties 2.0, a fresh start. We're going to bring all kinds of new stuff here. I'm going to try new things. I've got nothing to lose anymore except for the 170 of you who are subscribers to my program. But that's okay. I think I can trust you. I think you can trust me. I won't steer you wrong. I shall lead you to victory, you who follow me. So, here we go with a brand new start and a brand new season, if you will, where we're going to try brand new things here on Technical Difficulties, or maybe just the same old things. I don't know. I'm going to try some new stuff here. Because I've got freedom on my side. Glorious freedom. Let the party begin. This week's episode of Technical Difficulties is brought to you by a special grant from your mother!
slam! Snap! Oh, you did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did it, did.
Okay, so much for edgy. Let's try that again. This week's episode of Technical Difficulties is brought to you by a special grant from Café Breton, the Surrealist Coffee Shop. Thirsty for that cup of coffee that's only in your dreams? Then just head on over to Café Breton and leave everything. Leave your cares, leave your worries, leave Dada, leave your wife, leave your mistress, leave your hopes and fears, leave your children in the woods, and leave substance for the shadow of a darn fine cup of coffee and a piece of pie. This week's specials include the Milrae Oppenheimer Mocha Java, which comes with its own fur-covered cup, spoon, and saucer, Arena Margarita in giant peach flavor, and boiled bean and bacon muffins available at the Dolly counter. 2 miles west-southeast of the Empire of Light shopping center, that's Café Breton. Simply follow County Road C until it breaks up and disintegrates into the dust of nothingness in time and space, and look for the large floating cheese crucifix. And brought to you by Real One Electronic Pornography. Real porn for virtual people. And lastly, this program is brought to you from a special grant of the Milk of Human Kindness. Now available in Skinny Skim in rich chocolatey flavor. Simply look for it in the altruistic lactation case of your local greengrocer. This Sunday, you and your whole family tune into the Trinity Broadcasting Network as we bring you a very special presentation. He was a carpenter from Galilee. His life changed an empire. His death changed all of history. The greatest story of all time, told in a new way. I say unto all of you, that it is more difficult for a rich man to get into heaven than it is for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle.
What needle?
This needle right here. Look in there. Okay.
All right.
There's your parable, you dummies.
The Gospel According to Moe. Truths that transform, brought to the screen with slapstick flair. I will not believe that he is risen until I can touch his wounds with my own hands.
Ah, so you don't believe me, huh? Well, why don't you go ahead and touch my wounds then, Thomas?
All right, I will.
Make sure you got a good guard. You wise guy, why are you touching my wound? Why I oughta...
The Gospel According to Moe, this Sunday on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. The Gospel According to Moe is brought to you by a special presentation of podcasters who can't do a Three Stooges impersonation to save their own soul. And now back to the Apostle Hour. Hello and welcome back. I'm Chester Ermine, and you're listening to The Apostle Hour. And my guest for this episode of The Apostle Hour is Pastor Del Klingman.
Hello.
And Pastor Rod Klaus.
Howdy-do.
Who are here from Back to the Straight and Narrow Ministries.
That's right.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hi.
Hello. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us something about your ministry?
All right.
Our ministry, Straight and Narrow Ministries,
Straight and Narrow, yes.
Is engaged in the recovery of former homosexuals.
Ex-gay.
Rod and myself were both practicing homosexuals until 2 years ago when we met, and we decided to put this ministry together.
Yes, we did.
And that's what we do with. We support each other, and we support others.
Who have been...
Right. We support others in the recovery of from a sinful sodomist lifestyle.
Extremely sinful lifestyle, and we do our best to try to show them that they're not alone in their feelings,
That
it's an uphill struggle, an uphill battle, but through the power and strength of our Lord Jesus, anyone can recover from that particular lifestyle. It's not just a dead end.
Praise the Lord.
They actually can climb out and through our practices.
That's absolutely right. And we believe that we can help any gay person deal with their problems.
That's right.
Well, how exactly does your ministry? What sort of practices does your ministry engage in? I mean, what's your method?
Well, prayer, of course.
Prayer, of course. Yes.
Of course. Yes. And daily readings from the Bible. Lots of devotional time.
Yes.
Especially with regards to passages about homosexuality, like from Romans.
Yes. Very
big on Romans.
Very big on Romans. Yes, we like the Book of Romans quite a bit,
and mostly through discipline. Discipline is very important.
Very important to the ministry. Yes.
I do believe that discipline is extremely important in the Christian walk.
Yeah. You can say that again.
Yes, indeed, you do.
And do you find that this is also a struggle for yourself, even though you're in this ministry?
Oh, constantly. And I have to say, I wouldn't be able to get through any of this recovery from homosexuality if it wasn't for Rod here, who's my partner. In ministry.
Yes, in ministry.
Well, why couldn't you show for our audience exactly how does do the members of your ministry support one another with regards to your daily
struggle?
You
go ahead, Rod.
Well, for example, in Dell and I's relationship, I just checked to see that he's behaving in a heterosexual fashion. If I detect any sort of homosexual tendencies on his part, I sort of gently but firmly correct him and point them out to him and make sure that he stays within the proper boundaries as set within the Bible.
Yeah, Chester, you may not believe this, but I occasionally do lapse into kind of sort of, you know, not so manly behavior.
It's true. Hard to imagine.
Yes.
Is Rod good at spotting that behavior?
Mm? Oh, God, yes. I can't get away with anything even remotely foofy around him.
what do you call that, Del?
What?
That little titter you did just now. What do you call that?
I was just laughing at the...
Well, it wasn't exactly butch. Just pointing that out to you. Well,
wasn't it? I mean, I didn't think I was stepping outside my boundaries there. Sorry if I did.
Well, you did anyway, and right here on national radio in front of all these good Christian people who come here to listen about how we're trying to recover from our...
I'm sorry.
Tendencies.
I didn't.
And there you go, embarrassing us.
It wasn't.
You know,
it,
in front
it,
of
we're
the
all,
entire
I didn't
audience.
Mean
and
to.
In front of our guests, you're a man of God.
It's
don't you think that's
right.
a little bit irresponsible there?
It's not really what I didn't.
You know, Del, I'm thinking maybe we should just give Pastor Ermine here a little bit of a object lesson in what we're all about here at Straight and Narrow Ministries.
Here? Yeah. I mean, really? Do you think it's appropriate? I mean,
as a matter of fact, I do.
I have sort of lapsed into it. So maybe.
Yes. I think what we should do here right now, this is how one deals with a reprobate soul.
He gets like this.
Back to Straight and Narrow Ministries.
Just
right across my knee there, young man.
Oh, my God. I really don't.
Naughty, naughty, naughty Christian. How dare you besmirch our ministry? You should thank Jesus himself to spare
you. Thank you, Jesus.
You think you're a good person there?
No, I don't.
Del, I'm a sinner. Do you?
Oh,
do
God,
you
yes,
think
I'm a
so?
Sinner.
Come on.
Cut
praise
to
Jesus.
Oh, cut
praise
to
Jesus.
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Good evening and welcome back to Talking Focus Point Memo. I'm your host, Slip Zipley. You know, if there's one thing I've learned in this great country of ours, it's that terrorism will stop at nothing. Also, you can get away with murder if you have this professional-sounding voice and condescending tone that I have. My God, the women line up around the block and you don't have to know doodly squat about anything. It's pure heaven, I tell you. Well, my first guest this evening is an expert on Middle East policy and he comes to us via satellite. Professor Arnold Stutzman of Hoity-Toity University.
It's very good to be here. I'm terribly sorry I'm late, but my satellite was caught in traffic. How much do I owe you, sir?
One intercontinental satellite trip is $250,000, sir.
I see. I've got it right here. Ah, here you are. It's $300,000 and keep the change. And while you're here, why don't you take this 15 pounds of rutabagas?
And what am I to do with rutabagas, sir?
Oh, well, give them to your wife. She can broil them, bake them, fry them. She can try anything she likes. Those rutabagas are completely indestructible.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Now, if you do not mind, I must be on my way, for my work here is done. I am off.
What a terribly brave young man. I barely had time to thank him, and he was gone in a flash.
Professor Stutzman, welcome to the program.
Am I on television?
Indeed you are. You wouldn't mind getting off of it. It is very expensive.
I beg your pardon. I'll step down immediately.
Thank you.
And hop! Quite a long way down from there.
Professor, would you please give us your take on the terror situation?
Well, I'm genuinely terrified myself as I can't swim. You wouldn't happen to have a flotation device up there, would you?
All I have is this bagpipe.
Better than nothing. Throw it down or cling to it desperately to save my life. While I give you my take on the terror situation in the Middle East.
All right, here you are.
Got it. Now, the way I see it, the terror situation begins very much with the area of the Middle East, which is somewhere over in the desertous regions of... you know, I'm not really sure this is working out very well. It is managing to keep me afloat, but it's rather annoying.
Yes, well, that's just the sort of liberal hogwash I'd expect from a professor from a university if I had listened to a word you said.
So where does this leave America? Well, I'll tell you where it does. If liberals like our professor friend here had his way, it leaves us in a far more vulnerable position than we ever were before. That's what I say, and I wasn't listening.
Oh, look, my inadvertent flailings on this bagpipe seem to have attracted a pot of dolphins. Hello there, little fellow.
What happened, Professor?
He had a bomb.
Dolphin warfare, is it?
And thus it was that the War on Terror entered a brand new phase, aquatic dolphin warfare. An emergency session of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was immediately held.
Junior, put that session of the Joint Chiefs of Staff down. You don't know where it's been.
Oh, Mom.
Now, come along. We must get your sister back from the dry cleaner immediately.
Oh, all right.
Ron, get out of here, you little bastard. All right, gentlemen, before we were so rudely interrupted, I believe we were dealing with the exploding terrorist dolphin issue. Not surprisingly, we, the American military, just so happened to have an expert in that field. And here he is now. Major Thomas Aquinas of the Exploding Sea Mammals Division of the Navy.
Gentlemen, it's so good to see all of you.
Major, would you mind explaining this situation to us, please?
Gentlemen, in all my years of experience with exploding sea mammals, I have never known dolphins to have any sort of political affiliation, let alone an affiliation with a terrorist organization. Do you know what this means, gentlemen?
Yeah, we do.
Do you know?
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell me then?
I don't have to tell you anything. You're Mr. Smart Guy. You figure it out for yourself. You tell me what I'm supposed to know here, because I know it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Don't.
Yes, I do.
Liar, pants on fire hanging from the telephone.
You want to start something about that?
So you really knew all along that it was aliens?
I knew that from before you came into the room. It was obvious it was aliens.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you spotted that it was aliens.
Thank you very
much.
Did
I say aliens? I meant to say exploding robot dolphins.
What? Oh.
Ha, 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 ha. In your face.
Ah, crap. All right, well, Mr. Smarty Britches, what are we supposed to do about it?
Well, there's only one man in this world with the technical savvy and evil genius to concoct an entire armada of exploding robot dolphins. One man.
And that man is...
Well, it was me.
You?
Yes, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry about
Come
that.
Come on, really?
Yes, I'm afraid it was.
What were you thinking, man? Got us all worked up over something here.
Well, I was just a little bit bored. You know how it is. I had one of those Radio Shack kits
yeah.
where you build little computers out of it, and I thought, well, exploding dolphins would be fun.
Oh, boy.
Then the whole thing just sort of took on a life of its own, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
Well, don't let it happen again. You do this one more time, you're going to be in trouble, little Mr. Man.
Thus, a bleak period in America's war on terror was brought to a close. This program was proudly brought to you by the Charlie Boy Tuna Corporation, now with 30% less exploding dolphin in every can.
Oh, you know you like it. There we go. There we go. There we go. Brand new tech diff here from Kai and Chris Conroy. I hope you enjoyed the show. Sorry if you missed me for a week. You know, there were people out there. It was very nice. You guys sent emails saying that you missed the show. I was only gone for a week, and it was like, don't stop doing the show. We missed the show. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you you think enough about that. There's going to be... I'll have to put up a... for them what's interested, my email address is techdiff@tcinternet.net. T-E-K-D-I-F-F. I'll put a link there on the show notes page. And also, for them what's interested, my wife, Susan, whom you have heard on this program before, Susan Grandes, has a podcast of her own called Uncomfortable Questions. And for her inaugural episode, she interviewed me for an hour. And so if you want to hear me mindlessly twaddle on about deep questions, then head on over to her site, which... It's a Libsyn.com site. There will be a link on my page, on the show notes page there, and you can get there from here. Well, hold on a second. That would be at Sue Grandes, SueGrandys, Libsyn.com. And you can go to my show notes page, and there'll be a link there that you can copy-paste in. I still haven't figured out how to get the links working on my thing, so it's just like an HTML click link. I'm an idiot. Anyway, so there you go. There's an interview with me. My site, by the way, is techdiff.com, T-E-K-D-I-F-F.com. If you check if you're using iTunes or any other MP3 player and you check up in the notes there, or the meta information, that information should be in there somewhere. I'm not sure exactly if you can't access it. I know I enter it into the sort of ID3 tags, so you'll find all that stuff. But anyway, here's to hoping that I get listed in iTunes sometime soon. And if not, as I said, I don't care. I'd also like to thank for some moral support to Garrick Van Buren at First Crack Podcast at garrickvanburen.com. Garrickvanburen.com. If you go to the podcast or MN site, by the way, you can link to all these sites, these people I'm about to talk about. And of course, to Wanda Wisdom at Lucky Bitch Radio. Thank you so much for your moral support. And like that. And there'll be, you go to my page at techdiff.com and you'll see some show notes and such. Anyway, thanks again for listening, and I will be back again next week with a brand new show. And more of the same, more of the new. Something borrowed, something stolen, whatever. Take care, and bye.
So, do you have children, or are you just a child at heart? In which case, Saturday Story Circle might be a good place to kickstart your weekend. Because we have the very best of family-friendly audio, which is all rated G for great. Join us on the main Mutual Audio Network feed, or you can find us at the Saturday Story Circle wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.